Tefillah for Life, Shir 163, Thursday, Parshas Mishpatim. We are explaining the bracha of Yehi Rotzin, which comes off the bracha of Hamavir Sheina. And we should really mention that there's actually a discussion in the Rishonim if this Yehi Rotzin is a bracha by itself, and it begins Yehi Rotzin Milfanecha, we are asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for various things, or does it come off of the bracha of Hamavir Sheina, and it's a continuation of the bracha? And the Shulchan Aruch says that it's a continuation of the bracha, and that's the reason why in the Siddur it says, V'yehi ratzon, as if it's a continuation of Hamavir Sheina. And therefore our minig is not to answer Amen after the bracha of Hamavir Sheina, rather to answer Amen at the end of the long bracha, Hagoyim el chasadim toivim la'ama Yisrael. So this bracha of Yehi Rotzin is a continuation of the bracha of Hamavir Sheina. And simply put, the reason is, like we explained, because we are discussing Shetargileinu B'Seiras Secha, we are discussing various Madregas in Ruchnius that we are asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us. And therefore, when we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for waking us up and giving us our intelligence like we explained, we right away begin and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us Siyata Deshmaya that we should be Zeiche to be Matzliach today. And it's an important lesson to keep in mind. Because the first thing that comes to mind to many people is their parnasa, their health, the various other things that they're nervous about. But we have to remember that everything else is really secondary. The primary reason why we are here is for Ruchnius. And therefore, when we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking away our sleep and for allowing us to wake up and begin our day, we immediately begin with asking for Ruchnius. And this whole bracha we're going to see in Mirtz Hashem discusses Ruchnius. It begins with Torah and with mitzvahs and with various other parts of Avodas Hashem. Because that's what should be on our minds as soon as we wake up. The first thing we should think about is where we are holding in Avodas Hashem. And the first thing we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for Hatzlacha in Avodas Hashem. And everything else that we need, Parnasa, health, all the other Gashmias things that we need, come automatically when a person has a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the main focus is on that connection. And that's how we begin. V'hi rotzein milfanecha. Immediately, after we acknowledge that we have just woken up, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring us closer in Ruchnius, to help us be matzliach, to help us overcome the various yetzaharas that we will be faced with today. Because this is of primary importance in our life. We are here to maintain a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, that's the first thing that we ask for. And in Mirtz Hashem, everything else will follow.